Zaffa Books presents The Woman Who Wanted More, written by Vicky Zimmerman and read by Beth Chalmers. Prologue. Cecily Finn is 97 and a half years old. Her hair is as stiff and bright as a firmly beaten egg white, and her dark eyes hold the look of a permanently unimpressed owl. She claims that all she wants is death, because boredom and institutional fish pie are worse than dying. But Cecily has endured far greater horrors than overcooked haddock. Over the many weeks Kate Parker has been coming to visit her at Lauderdale House for Exceptional Ladies, Cecily has shared with her a smorgasbord of tales, of love and rebellion, triumphs and travels. Kate used to wonder about embellishments, fabrications, memories warped by time, but not anymore. Cecily's mind and tongue are sharp as lime juice on an ulcer. Cecily often tries to pass off Shakespeare quotes as her own. She talks in metaphors that take an age to decode. Nothing's ever good enough for her, no biscuit crisp enough, no posset set right. She never holds back, and if there's a choice between bitter and sweet, she'll take bitter every time. Still, Cecily has taught Kate several valuable lessons. Not least the perfect menu for what Kate craves most in the world. Kate turns 40 today. Last night she cooked for friends. The meal was delicious. Everyone had fun. And tonight she'll be celebrating with Nick. Gentle, handsome Nick. He's taking her to an amazing restaurant. And if there's one thing Cecily and Kate can agree on, it's that good food matters. In a few weeks' time, Kate and Nick will move in together. It is happening. And all the doubts Cecily has scattered in Kate's mind will be brushed away like black pepper spilled on a pristine tablecloth. Just because you're old doesn't mean you're always right about everything. There are many ways to find happiness in this world, to beat loneliness, to live well. So why does Kate feel, as she stands outside Cecily's door, that in spite of all the barbs and bristle that come with the package, Cecily is the one person who can help rid her of this gnawing ache that's lodged itself deep in the pit of her stomach? That if she doesn't speak to Cecily right now, she might lose herself completely? Kate takes a deep breath and knocks on the door, waiting for that familiar, haughty voice to tell her to come in. Come in. Part 1. Hunger is never delicate. Samuel Johnson. Chapter 1. 5 months earlier. Kate Parker is ravenous. She sits on a deck chair in Nick Sullivan's tiny patch of North London garden, gazing contentedly at his back as he stands by the barbecue. The smell of char-grilled meat is making her stomach audibly rumble. But there's no point hurrying him. This man does things in his own sweet time. Dinner's a prime example. Tonight it's taken 40 minutes, but in real terms, it's taken a whole year. Nick embarked on Project Burger last July. Nick's a database engineer. Kate still can't explain fully what that means. And he's applied his intellectual rigour and ceaseless enthusiasm to honing every element of the American classic. Kate's never seen a face light up the way Nick's had the night he mastered The Order of the Seven Layers. He was a solitary eater before they started dating, relying on takeaways and the odd home-cooked sausage sandwich. Kate had been saddened by the loneliness this seemed to imply and the missed culinary opportunities. She'd offered to teach him some favourite recipes. He'd accepted, and over the last 18 months, he has emerged from his culinary shell. Slowly at first, but with increasing confidence. Kate isn't the greatest cook, but her mother, Rita, is such a dire one that Kate learned to fend for her stomach from an early age. Kate loves cooking with Nick and has watched him flourish with gentle pride. Normally, she chooses the recipe, he the music, and whatever they're cooking, they both agree, the more butter used, the better. They have compatible styles. He's hard-working and patient, and can chop a dozen onions without making the slightest fuss about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?